My name is Jordan. This is my testimony about Blackstone. With my journey with God has led me through many paths in my life. Although I have had many chances to question him, somehow my faith in him has always made the highs of my life higher and the lows of my life easier. I remember when I was in seventh grade, it was my very first experience at Blackstone Youth Retreat. That Friday night, we had worship and family groups and games, but soon we had to go to bed because of how long it took us to get there. The next day was Saturday. We had gone through relative ease with the day, and I'm in a pretty carefree spirit. On Saturday night, there was this impactful moment that moves you in ways that you can't understand. But that same night, I was told my ex-baseball coach, Marvin Robbins, had passed away. My brother and I were pulled off to the side by a leader, and we were told the news. We were expecting it, but we didn't expect it to hit like this. I experienced a cry night before, but it didn't impact me like this. With the recent news and my friends going through things around me, everything just built up. But as I'm feeling all these different emotions and feelings, I felt at ease. They also asked us on Saturday nights if we would like to commit our lives to Jesus. And so as I am asked this question, I only feel one response that I can answer with. Yes.
Hi everyone, I hope you all are having a great Youth Sunday. I'm currently on a bus heading home from Nashville, so I'm sadly not able to be there right now, but I am able to give you this video, so I hope you enjoy. My message today is about my journey with Christ. It's not my testimony, and it will have some retreats and mission trips mentioned, but it's my journey from when I first accepted Christ to ongoing, and so I hope you enjoy. Now, it started here, actually, in Bethany United Methodist Church in the summer of 2014, I think, when Kayla McDade invited me to go to a mission trip. Now, I had never been on one, and I was super scared of going because I knew nobody except for Kayla. And I got on the van, headed to Shenandoah, and we stayed in little shacks, and it was an experience. So we got ready for our first day. I was ready to go. I was like, we're going to go do stuff. We're going to get ready to go serve God. I was super pumped. And we got to the house, and they told us we were just replacing the flooring. Now, 13, 14-year-old me was like, whoa, flooring? What? This is God's work. Why are we doing flooring? And I had like this ideal image of a mission trip as serving people with food or helping the homeless or something like that. But the flooring of a house was not what I expected. And so we started working, and my week was a little boring. I was like, what am I even doing here? This is not worth it. I could be home having hamburgers and hot dogs and swimming at the beaches and stuff. But by the end of the week, something kind of clicked after a while that the flooring wasn't for me to enjoy. It wasn't for me to be happy. It was my work for this family to show people that God actually cared. I was doing God's work, and if I had known that the whole time, maybe I would have taken the flooring a little bit more oomphy. But I wasn't happy with it, but by the end of the week, I really enjoyed it because I realized that I was where God wanted me to be instead of where I wanted to be. And so it continued on from there. I went to a few more mission trips, Helping Hands and YRDYC. And so it was an experience for me there because every time I went, I realized that this wasn't for my purpose. This wasn't for me This was for God. And I enjoyed every mission trip I've gone on. And it's been an experience. So, when I was thinking about what I wanted to do for college, I kept going, and I'm like, what do I do? There's so many options. You literally have limitless options. And so, there was just this silence. And I couldn't hear God in it. And I was like, hey, dude. I'm a little lost. And so scared because I kept going on college tours and nothing was right. And I was like, how am I going to go to church on my own? What am I going to do? My parents aren't there to wake me up at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's kind of satisfying to know where I'm going now. After months of looking and deciding where, I finally decided on Longwood. And I have a friend who goes there, and she's going to be taking me to her church, and as she likes to state, she's going to be making me join the choir so that I have something to do, because I really like singing, but I won't be doing it as a major. And so she'll be taking me there, and I'm super excited because I'm ready to serve with a church away from home. I'm ready to find my path in the church because one day I hope to be a youth pastor on the side of my actual job. Because I enjoy working with kids, but I also like seeing God work through these kids no matter what they're going through. And I guess that years of VBS and mission trips, I've seen so many lives changed that it's what I want to do with my life. So, youth pastoring, I don't know what you'd call it, is not going to be my major. But it is a passion that I want to pursue. And so, I guess my journey from here is undecided in my part. But in God's part, He's leading me towards what He wants me to do. So thank you. And sadly, I can't talk longer because I could go on forever about this. But I hope you all continue to have a wonderful Youth Sunday. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you all when I get back. Bye!
I've always known that Bethany is an amazingly giving and generous church. Whether it's time, money, people, or supplies, the people at Bethany have always been there for countless people. It never really hit me until I was at dinner with a friend and his grandparents when his grandmother asked me if I go to church. Of course, I told her I go to Bethany, and I'll never forget how her face lit up and then she immediately started telling me about how she used to volunteer for the Red Cross and how anytime they ever needed anything like volunteers or money or time, they could always rely on Bethany to supply anything that they needed. I'm so glad to be part of such a loving church because the church isn't the big fancy building. It's all the people inside of it that help the community, that makes a church a church. And in Matthew, Jesus says, "When you serve others, you also serve me." We have this verse on our Bethany youth shirts, and it couldn't be a more appropriate verse to describe anyone at Bethany. Jesus also says that we are the salt of the world, and as we serve our neighbors as a church, we're being the salt to the world. Because what would be left without salt? Bland eggs and rotten meat. And what's the appeal in that? The people at Bethany are the salt of the world, and I'm so proud to be part of it.
I know, I'm a classic teen nowadays. I use my phone. Okay.
My life within God started right here on this very stage. I was a little kid that thought he could sing. I really kind of couldn't, but that's beside the point. I was so nervous, some people might say I was petrified. Miss Chris had asked me and my brother to sing I Can Only Imagine. I had heard the song before, but I never listened to what it meant. Jordan and I started practicing it at home and truly listened to the words and the true feelings that we had. The meaning behind the words, it was so powerful, and it was a privilege to sing it. Because of that, I fell in love with singing and performing. I feel that it has given me a love that I'd like to share with the world and share my love with God.
Good morning. I wasn't sure what I wanted to talk about today, and I struggled this week on what to say. I thought back to our spring youth retreat and how we learned that everyone has a story and how we should share our story with others. The easiest and most exciting thing for me to share is in my faith journey this year is my transition from a public school to a private Christian. This transition has been an easy one for me, and I believe it is due to already having a strong Christian background at Bethany. From attending Bible daily to chapel once a week, my faith has grown stronger. Quarterly, I have a Faith in Action service project to complete. Again, I have found events to help with here at Bethany to fill this need. Serving others is already instilled in me through being part of a youth group, the District Youth Council, and many projects we do in the community and our church. I have a prayer partner, Samaj. She is a third grade student. We meet a couple times a month, as well as some planned lunches together. During this time, we get to fellowship and share our prayer concerns with each other. Samaj and I will be together until I graduate, but I know we will have a lifelong friendship. You see, we all have a story. God has plans for our lives. In closing, I want to share a favorite Bible verse dear to my mom that has also become close to my heart over the last year. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give the future and hope in a future. Thank you.